from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. It's back to the drawing board for the strike by LCBO workers. The Liquor Board announced this afternoon that a tentative agreement had been reached to end the two-week job action. The union now says the province is refusing to sign a return-to-work protocol for its members, so no deal. Without the province signing off, the union says the strike will continue. Hospitals are among institutions worldwide affected by an overnight malfunction in the Microsoft cloud system. Timmins and District Hospital Chief Information Officer Guy Gandon says a team was in by about 1:15 this morning, restoring its online environment.
By 7 o'clock, I would say we were probably at 80% of restoration. And I would say probably by 9:30 this morning, as a hospital, we were fully operational.
The exception is the system that forced emergency department admissions to be done on paper. It took a couple more hours to get back. Gandon says his team was prepared, knowing that the next time isn't a question of if, but when. We have an update from City Hall on the snowmobile and pedestrian crossing being built on Algonquin Boulevard from Hollinger Park. This evening, work will shift to the north side in front of KFC, so traffic will be diverted to the south side, one lane in each direction. Health Canada is advising against using homemade sunscreen. The agency is warning of potential risks as recipes for homemade sunscreen become more common on social media. The health agency says they're unlikely to be effective at protecting you from harmful UV rays and is recommending only authorized sunscreen products. For the second straight summer, the fledgling Doug Andrus Hockey Academy is staging a hockey school at the Just Jordan Arena in Iroquois Falls, Andrus's hometown. He says it's all about giving back in honor of the people who helped him advance through minor, junior, college, and European pro hockey.
I can think down the lines like that the people that coached me from when I started novice all the way up till I played. You know, I played 10 years professional hockey, so I could think of all the people that kind of made those dreams come true for me.
The next part of his dream would be seeing one or two players from his hockey school achieve the same dream. Listen to our interview over on our website.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.